Getting a car loan is tough for consumers with bad credit. Some lenders are willing to help, but their help comes with a catch. It's an electronic black box mounted below the dashboard. It prevents a car from starting if customers fall behind on their payments. NPR's Jack Speer has more on the starter interrupter.
George Majak, the owner of G&M Auto, a small family-owned car dealer north of Baltimore, began installing starter interrupter devices in some of his vehicles about a year and a half ago. The electronic gadgets are about the size of a deck of playing cards. Now Majak is willing to finance deals he might not have touched before.
I feel like I'm in the driver's seat instead of the back seat.
Majak used to have to chase customers who were behind on their payments. Now, he says, they call him to try to work something out, since they know he can disable their car. Out on the lot, a nearly 20-year-old three-quarter-ton Ford work truck is for sale. It's been fitted with a starter interrupter made by a company called Pastime. Before turning the key, a customer has to enter a 6-digit code on a tiny electronic keypad. Otherwise, the truck won't start.
When you get in your vehicle, you turn your key on. You wait for that sound, and the vehicle starts. If you just try to turn the key before you hear that, you get nothing.
The customer who had planned to buy this truck balked because of the device. The Majak says that hasn't happened much. He says he's installed dozens of starter interrupters without problems.
They're happy to have the second chance to be able to have an automobile again, and it's only deterred one sale out of maybe 50 to 75 cars that I've installed them on. That was the only one customer that felt leery of having that on his car.
But there are others who aren't convinced.
This is not a good thing for consumers.
Jack Gillis is with the Consumer Federation of America, a consumer advocacy group. He opposes giving car dealers and finance companies the ability to electronically take away a customer's keys.
It subjects a person who is already in a difficult financial situation to even greater difficulty. If a consumer needs one of these devices in order to acquire a car, they should probably think twice about getting that car.
Other skeptics are auto repossessors. Harvey Altez is CEO of Time Finance Adjusters, a repo trade group. He doesn't think starter interrupters will hurt his business much, though he thinks they may open up car dealers and finance companies to litigation.
I would absolutely guarantee there will be lawsuits over allegations that they shut the car down. And of course, shutting it down only isolates the car stuck in some particular location. The party shutting it down has no idea where it is when it gets shut down.
Companies that sell starter interrupters maintain they are safe and legal, and they say customers are given an emergency code they can use to start a vehicle good for several uses. But with more than 300,000 of the devices in cars on the road now, opponents say it's only a matter of time before there's a major problem. They say the starter interrupters could also break and could be used indiscriminately by some lenders before other avenues of getting a customer to pay up have been exhausted. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.